Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Well, it's the month of June, and President Trump has broken tradition of past presidents, for example, Obama, as far as not designating June as LGBT Pride Month. And we have some talking about that today. Hi, I'm Holly Mead, Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel. And joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Well, Matt, this is a new day. I think there's a new sheriff in town, so to speak, that the president is not recognizing June as LGBT Pride Month.
Right. And as you mentioned, President Obama used his bully pulpit and his platform as president, and even used the White House, the facade of the White House, as an opportunity to engage in radical homosexual activism. The contrast to me, I can use the White House really as a microcosm, the White House building itself as a microcosm for the difference between these two presidents. President Obama, you'll recall, for June, for Pride Month, and he lit up the White House as in rainbow colors.
And did so,
I believe, also after the horrific Islamic terrorist attack on the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. The rainbow colors. President Trump, on the other hand, has not done that. He has lit up the White House in blue to celebrate something that's actually noble and good and not sin, and that is the police and law enforcement, and standing behind law enforcement who have given their lives in service to their community. What a contrast it is. And, you know, you
Absolutely.
Think of Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. And this is a community, the LGBT activist community, that builds an entire movement around the sin of pride as well as the sin of homosexuality. And this president has them up in arms because he has not issued a proclamation, as Obama frequently did, and has not joined in on the celebration of the sins of pride and homosexual behavior.
Right. It's a little disconcerting, though, because his daughter is for the sexual sin of homosexual behavior, and she is Orthodox Jew because she married her husband, who was Orthodox Jew. And of course, you know, the Jewish tradition considers that an abomination. So that's a little concerning, I think, to me, as well as others. You know, she has the president's ear, but I'm just so grateful that he is standing up for this and not celebrating this sexual confusion that people have. You know, a friend of mine created a bumper sticker and it said, Noah called and he wants his rainbow back.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way I feel. You know, it's like, I hate to even recognize God's created the rainbow, and why are we recognizing it with a sexual sin, you know?
Yeah, boy, that's pretty brazen, isn't it?
Yeah.
To take the symbol that God gave us to promise that he would never, the a show of his love, that he would never flood the earth again, at least when man brings about his own destruction through sin, to co-opt that symbol, the rainbow,
right,
and to apply it to sin, just really, isn't that smart for one thing? But yeah, Ivanka Trump, unfortunately, she sent out this tweet in support, basically just celebrating this so-called Pride Month. But nonetheless, because she is Donald Trump's daughter, the homosexual activists, you know, that's not good enough for them. She's Donald Trump's daughter, so the haters are going to hate no matter what. But at least for now, so far, this president has refused to acknowledge this made-up celebration of, incidentally and originally, a celebration of the Stonewall riots back in 1969 in San Francisco, where homosexual activists, after the Stonewall Bar was raided. This is a homosexual bar where transgender cross-dressing men were selling their bodies in prostitution. And also there were many, many reports that of underage boys being sexually assaulted and molested, and this being kind of a hub for pederasty and pedophilia. And so the police raided this bar, which led to these riots where police were attacked, they were hurt, people were injured, and they call it the Stonewall Inn. And President Obama has celebrated these riots in the past and this attack on police and illegal activities that were occurring allegedly in this bar, pederasty and prostitution. They celebrate this, and Donald Trump, at least thus far, has refused to do so.
Yeah, and we still appreciate that. You know, and it's just ironic, too, in other countries, they would kill you for proclaiming that lifestyle. Where here, we are celebrating it and giving trophies, so to speak, to those with this gender dysphoria and this confusion. Yeah, so we, you know, so glad that he is willing to stand and not do that. We've got the U.S. Surgeon General and the Commanding General of the Army issued an LGBT Pride Month statement. The State Department posted a pro-homosexual pride essay on its website. You know, this is, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and we need to acknowledge, you mentioned that in a lot of other countries, particularly think about Islamic countries, Saudi Arabia, yeah, Iran, and elsewhere, the left is always so quick to defend Islam and the teachings of the Quran. Well, in these nations, they stone homosexuals to death. They hang them. They literally execute them. In Saudi Arabia, you can be executed for engaging in homosexual behavior. So let's be clear. As Christians, we love the sinner. We hate the sin. We not only do we not advocate for that, we wholly stand against the persecution or execution of people based on their sexual proclivities and behaviors. It's horrible. But your point comes across very clearly. I've said this often, that at least especially under President Obama, America's chief export has been sin, has been immorality.
Right.
And the Obama White House would go into poor African nations where, for instance, they said, we're not going to even help you fight in Africa and elsewhere. Boko Haram, the Muslim terrorist organization that was attacking and killing girls. We're not going to help you unless you buy into our homosexual activist agenda that we're pushing here from the White House, turning it rainbow colors. That was a different day. That was the Obama administration. President Trump is not abusing the powers of the purse and the purse strings and not using the unfortunate economic situation in countries where people are being persecuted by their government and man-made starvation and famine is occurring, whereas President Obama used the purse strings to try to push his sexual license values, his anything goes sin values on these nations. President Trump, who, believe me, he's no conservative Christian activist by any stretch. He has spoken in favor of so-called homosexual rights and LGBT behaviors and stuff in the past. But at least he is not using and abusing his position as president in order to try to export immorality to the rest of the world.
Yeah, but he does need to put a stop to this military, you know, proclaiming Pride Month and that kind of thing. It has no place in there.
Absolutely.
Where, yet on the other hand, we have Christians that are being denied their religious freedom from praying or sharing Bible verses, but yet you've got LGBT Pride Month that just totally does not add up.
Well, and when you think about the Surgeon General coming out in favor of this LGBT Pride Month, when demonstrably homosexual behavior, and these are CDC statistics and FDA
right.
statistics that show that at an astronomical rate, homosexual behavior results in death and destruction, self-destruction and disease. And this is not me saying this. This is the CDC
right.
statistics. You know, 64% of all new syphilis cases are from men who have sex with men, who make up a tiny percentage of the community. You know, new AIDS cases are overwhelmingly men who have sex with men. See, the CDC and the Wall Street Journal came out a few years ago and pointed out that of men who identify as homosexual, by the time they're 50 years old, half, 50% will have contracted HIV/AIDS. And
wow.
then to have a Surgeon General who purports to represent the medical community and good health and safety, for him to come out in support of this, it's completely counterintuitive and really just disgraceful.
Right. So now we can celebrate that June is National Caribbean American Heritage Month, African American Music Appreciation Month, National Homeownership Month, Great Outdoors Month, and National Ocean Month. But absent from that list is LGBT Pride Month. Thank you so much for praying for Liberty Counsel as we continue to fight these issues regarding family and marriage, and we thank you for your prayerful support. Stay informed about our cases that we're dealing with, as well as other issues, at lc.org. That's Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. And make a difference in your community, lc.org.